All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. We are right on time starting this call. We welcome to the SLG conference call. We do these calls every single Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And hey, first I want to start off and say we're thinking about all of you out in Texas. I know a lot of you are in Texas. If you're able to get on this call, I know dealing with lots of challenges out there. That's very not typical. So we're thinking about all of you that are dealing with power issues and so much this crazy week. But also want to welcome all of you who are you know, maybe getting on the call for the first time or just kind of starting to connect here on these calls. And obviously, congratulate you for taking the time to do that. There is a very, very clear connection between people that get on the calls and have success, and that's not having anything to do with me or David or what we're delivering, but just the very fact that you are connecting, that you are seeking to learn and get better. I mean, that is the theme among people that actually succeed. And, you know, we say this all the time in telesales, you can easily get isolated or get in your head or, you know, feel like you're out doing this by yourself. And so it is very, very important to get on these calls, regardless of who is actually sharing, just actually staying connected, trying to get 1% better, like David always says. So, you know, we want to help you build a business, and I hope you understand that if you're on this call, you are building a business. You're not just a life insurance agent. You're a business owner, and so part of what we want to do is help you win and succeed and ultimately create a lifestyle business for yourself. That's what we're all about, and that looks different for each person. If you're a mom or dad and you need to be home with kids or taking care of a loved one, or you know, everybody's got their own reasons, but this is not just about selling life insurance. It's about building a business for yourself, creating a lifestyle, and what we want to help you do is scale that to help you create the lifestyle that you're looking for, because we just want to help you win and really help you scale and grow your business. And so, you know, if you're right now making $2,000, you know, you just like, if I could make $2,000 a month on the side and that's where you're at, awesome. And that helps to ease some tension in your household, fantastic. But if you then want to scale to make $50,000 a month, you can do that, and we want to help you on that journey. Now, it's going to take time, right? It's going to be a process, just like we're going through, of building your lifestyle business and what you want that to look like. And again, it's going to be different for everybody, but there's really no limit to how you can scale and grow. And so we want to help you with that. So we're going to have two themes on this call today. But we're going to end more on kind of talk about flipping from level coverage to guaranteed issue or to a GTL carrier. So we'll talk a little bit about that towards the end. I'll maybe ask David a question and let him really cover that topic. But we want to start off talking about something. I'm going to share a few things and then bring David on to touch on this. We want to talk about really starting to prepare for what we're calling March Madness, because pretty much people call everything March Madness in March, but it really is the most appropriate name, and it's so good because I'm a big believer in campaigns, you know, for yourself or, you know, for myself. And, you know, this business is very much a business of consistency. So all of you, I mean, you know, the Greg Roberts, I know you're on the call all the time, you know, just constantly consistent, you know, writing applications every day, ABD, you know, always be dialing. This is a business of consistency, no doubt. But there are times when maybe you want to get a little bit out of balance or accelerate. And March is a very good month to do that. It's one of the really best months of the year. It's one of the longest months of the year. You know, things starting to settle down, get into a rhythm. You know, January is always a, you know, getting back in a rhythm type of month. And February, you kind of start to see the consistency of that. I know some of you are just getting going, but you know, if you really think about, you know, think about a rocket ship, you know, you've probably all heard this. I mean, it takes far more energy to take that rocket off the ground. I think we got something landing on Mars today, right? But you think about launching something into space, the amount of energy it takes to launch, or if you think about an airplane, you know, it takes far more energy and acceleration to get an airplane off the ground, right? We've all flown and we hear how loud it is, you're accelerating, and then you pull back to more of a maintenance type speed. But anytime you want to level up, it requires that intensity. And so what the way I look at this business is very much the same in that you have to be consistent, right? If an airplane just cuts the engines off, eventually, you know, that sucker's going down at some point. So you got to maintain some consistency. But if you want to raise the altitude, if you want to level up, then you got to have a period of acceleration. And so what can happen with this business sometimes is what can happen with this business is when you're being consistent, and again, some of you are just starting, so this is a perfect time to accelerate to get off the ground. But even if you've been working for a while, it is very easy to get into a rut, right? Think about an airplane, like just kind of staying at the same altitude, you know, month after month. And you need to have a level of that. But sometimes just saying, you know what, I'm going to go to a new level, a new altitude. Maybe that's 20% more higher than you've ever gotten to. And that's kind of the theme of this going with March Madness. And again, it's nothing about, you know, comparing to anybody else, right? It's really about saying wherever you are, whatever your altitude is, if you've been writing 5 apps a month, right? If that's where you're at, you're doing this part-time, you've been writing 5 apps, the question is, could you go to 8, right? Could you put a little intensity in the month of March and go to 8? If you've been writing 20 apps a month, right, then the question is, right, could you go 25% higher, right? And what would that look like? I mean, that would be going to 25 applications. It's just doing a little more. If you've been writing 40 apps a month, right, maybe it's going to 50. I mean, so it's just leveling up to, and so we're talking about it now. You say, why are we talking about it now? Because we want to start taxiing up to March to really think about putting a campaign in place for yourself to challenge you to level up in March. Now, we're not saying don't do anything going into March, right? We want to be, you know, you never want to go into something without a little bit of momentum, but we just want to talk about accelerating, and we want to start planting that seed now, and we'll put some things, you know, in place to help do this. But really what we're talking about is being a little bit out of balance or a little bit, you know, mad, you know, in March Madness to level up your business. And we want to challenge you to do that. And David's going to share something here in a second of what he's doing and what his personal, you know, madness looks like. And it's not to compare to him, but just to say, hey, he's willing to level up. And so part of that has been, you know, for me, when I've done these type of things really throughout my life or adult life or career is been to help me level up. And both Dave and I have done this a lot. Part of it for me, the way I go into preparing for something like that is, of course, one, defining what I want that to look like. So I challenge all of you, if you're brand new, maybe it's going to look totally different. But if you've been going for a while and you find, look, what is your best month? And then think about how do you push past that. If your best month is 15 applications, then you need to minimum be thinking about leveling up to 20 or 22 or 25, right? Whatever that is for you, it's about leveling up. It's raising you to a new altitude from where you are right now. And so part of the way I go about thinking about a campaign like this is I start with, you know, what is that goal? What is that goal? And then I know, like David will touch on, you know, creating a plan of activity that matches in line with that. But it's also eliminating some distractions, because any time in life that I've decided to go to get a little bit out of whack, I look at, okay, what am I going to sacrifice? Because if I'm going to do something, if I'm going to be more intense in one area, right, it's probably going to pull from another. So be thinking about, you know, what can I sacrifice a little bit? If I'm going to be a little bit mad in the month of March with my goals, what can I sacrifice to help me achieve that? And then the other thing, being married, a lot of you may or may not be, but at least in my household, a lot of times when I've had an intense goal, and I've done this a lot throughout my life, is sitting down with Leanne and say, hey, look, this is my goal for the next 30 days. So I want to get your buy-in on this. I'm not asking for her to hit my goal. That's not a good idea, right? I'm not asking for her. I'm not putting that on her, but I do want to get her buy-in on me going for that goal, right? That's super important in my household, because if I have these goals and I'm going to be, you know, whatever, maybe a little less present certain times or what, it's just creating the right expectations so you don't have that tension. And these are things a lot of times people don't talk about, but it makes a big, big difference when you're setting a BHAG, if you've ever read, you know, Good to Great, a big, hairy, audacious goal, when you're creating a big campaign for yourself. Right. It's very important if you have a significant other, really to get them on the same page with you and get some buy-in on this. And so, and then just understand it's a competition with yourself. And again, we'll be talking more about this. We're just planting a seed now to saying, hey, what about doing a campaign in the month of March to level up, whatever that means for you, to level up. So with that being said, I want to bring David on the call, let him kind of share his thoughts on this, what that looks like for him. David, anything you want to share? And then once you're done with that, we'll kind of pivot to wrap the call. So, David, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Rich. And perfect segue. I mean, you really put it on a tee for me, because you hit on all of the kind of things that I wanted to touch on. But for me, you know, like Rich said, goals are so important because they just kind of give you the fuel to provide you the energy to take the action that you need to take in order to, you know, be successful in this business. Like we've talked about, everybody has a different level of success or even definition of it. So there's no one right way. It's about focusing on your goal, the unique goal to you as the individual. So what I'm going to share today are my goals and what I plan to do in March. And you can take what I'm about to say and form it for you and what you want to do. You know, we talk about on all of our calls every week the importance of goals and how they drive you and keep you focused, right? So Rich and I were talking this week, and March is one of my favorite months of the year in terms of business for all the reasons Rich already said. It's longer, it's early in the year, and it really is a great time to create momentum. And momentum can work both directions. You can use momentum to push you forward, and negative momentum can push you back or create setbacks. So we like to obviously, you know, channel that into positive momentum. And the goal that I personally have for me in March, I wanted to stretch myself. I want to push myself to a level that I've never achieved before. And you know, it's naive for me to think that March will come with no distractions, that it'll work out perfect. I'll be able to work every single day, every single hour, exactly as I plan it. You know, that's naive. That's not realistic. But I'm still going to plan and prepare as if that were to happen, okay? And then when unexpected events take place, hence, if you live in Texas, weather, or your power goes out, or anything that pulls you away, your goal will still allow you to think creatively. Because here's the thing, you know, problems are a great thing if you use them the right way, because you learn more from solving problems than you do from constantly just moving and succeeding, because you're not really growing. It's how you handle the unexpected and how you handle a setback and how you handle a problem that equips you to be even better and make you even stronger. You know, think about the first time you had the objection, let me think about it. Well, if you're new, you probably weren't able to handle that very well. If you're, you know, 3 months in, you already know they're going to say that anyway. So you've grown from that experience, you've learned how to overcome it, and now you expect those types of things. So, you know, kind of jumping off of that, let me tell you what my plan is, okay? Now, before I tell you what my goal is, it's a big one, let me tell you how I'm going to prepare for it. Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you. my goal for the month of March is to write 100 approved applications. I want to submit and approve 100 applications. And that's been a milestone that I've been really been focusing on, honestly, as long as I can remember. I've never achieved it before, but I am 100% confident that I can do it. And I'm also 100% confident that I will do it. And I'm actually planning to write more than that. But the 100 app number is my goal, my, you know, big, audacious, whatever, rich, big, hairy, audacious goal. That's mine for the month of March. Now, it's not just about saying, hey, I'm going to write 100 apps and then be hopeful, okay? When you make a goal and you state it, you have to create a system and a plan to achieve it. You know, just stating something, I want to write 100 apps, or I want to make 50 grand this month, or I want to write 2 apps a day, whatever yours is, stating is the first step. Then, once you know what you want to achieve and accomplish, you need to create a plan to get there, okay? So, for example, I know exactly how many leads I need to take based on my personal numbers in order to achieve the goal, okay? So, step one in my plan is I'm going to order the proper amount of leads daily, and I'm on auto refill, that if I hit my numbers and I execute, then I can achieve my goal, okay? So the first step in my plan is create the proper inventory. Have the right lead flow that matches your numbers, how many quotes it takes, how many leads it takes to average the sales you're wanting to get, and then you just execute, okay? Now the second piece of my action plan is, A, I'm committed, 100% committed to doing it. And being committed, making the commitment to yourself, that's going to create such an increase in your confidence. Because for me, anyways, the best way that I create confidence is keeping promises that I make to myself. Of course, other people. But if you can keep the promises to the person looking back at you in the mirror, then you're going to create a lot of confidence in yourself. Because when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you do it. Hold yourself accountable. Now, look, I'm making this commitment for me in a month that I honestly have more things to do outside of work than normal. I'm coaching my son's t-ball team, so that's a commitment. But since I'm committed to the time required during the days I coach, I'm going to work late. And like Rich said, I've already talked to my wife about that, and she's on board. And I can't stress enough the importance of emphasizing what Rich said, making sure your spouse is on board. Because if you're not on the same page, it could create tension and miscommunication. You know, this business, you know, you have to be in line with your significant other. It makes the business so much easier because you're supporting one another. You're pushing one another. You know, there's going to be very difficult days, as you've all experienced, where put all the work in and you just don't reap the benefit that day. But when you wake up the next day and you execute and you follow through and you put in the work and the required amount of action, then the production will always follow your activity, always, okay? So make sure you're in line with your spouse. Whatever you have going, create a schedule that allows you to achieve your goal. So create the leads that you need and commit to the time that you need. For example, I'm dialing every day at 9 a.m., and I'm not stopping my day until 6 p.m. I know I have exactly the amount of dials that I am focused on hitting every day and a number of quotes that I'm requiring myself to make every single day. And I won't stop until I do those things. I'm willing to work until my dialer says I'm not able to work on certain days. And from 6 to 7:30, I do not work. That's the time that I promised my children. I got to bathe them. I got to feed them. I got to help put them to bed. So I'm willing, and my spouse, Haley, is also on board with, hey, there's going to be days I may work 7:30 to 9 p.m. in order to achieve my goals, because it's short term. It's a small window to push myself to level up, like Rich talked about, okay? So I have the right amount of leads. I'm committed to the time. And the next thing, and Rich already touched on this, is as many distractions as I'm able to eliminate, I'm eliminating. Okay? So if I'm someone who checks social media, I'm deleting the apps. Okay? Now, you can, not saying that you don't look at your social media for a month. You can do whatever you want to do. But here's something that worked for me. I delete every app from my phone. And if I get the urge to check it, I realize, oh, hey, it's not on there. I don't want to spend the time downloading it. Maybe after work I'll download it and check what happens. But during my production time, I'm focused on executing the activity I need, dialing and quoting, driving for 35. So I'm going to knock out as many distractions as I can. If I get a phone call from a friend, I'm not answering it during the workday. They'll leave me a voicemail. I'll shoot them a text. I'm busy. I'll call you after work. Right? I had two friends get engaged over the last couple of weeks. We've played phone tag like crazy, and I'm going to be a groomsman in their wedding. But they also understand I'm very, very motivated and committed to hitting goals, and so they know when they call me during the day, honestly, they probably know they're not going to reach me anyways, just to leave me a voicemail, okay? So those are the types of things I'm talking about, okay? Don't check whatever you need to do to eliminate distractions, do it. If you don't think your phone is a distraction, I'm going to challenge you to do this. Check your, if you have an iPhone, okay, go into your phone and look at your daily activity and how much time you spend on your phone. It's going to absolutely shock you how much time you spend checking social media, emails, texting, calls. It'll blow you away. And if you look at that and accept it to be true, because it is, then you'll realize, look how much time I have to put back into the business, right? It's not just about, oh, well, I'm doing it while I'm dialing. Well, I promise you, if you're, you know, checking Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever the new social, Bumble, whatever it is, then you aren't completely locked into the dial. When someone answers, you're missing sales. You may hesitate a minute to get into your introduction. You may, you know, stumble over your words. And you only have about 5 seconds on the call to set the right impression, okay? So first, pinpoint some distractions, and you don't need to figure all of them out. Figure out one thing to eliminate. Then figure out the next thing to eliminate. And that will create the ability to be more productive, okay? So, again, have the proper lead flow to match your goal, create a commitment, and have someone help hold you accountable, whether it's a best friend, spouse, whatever. The reason I'm telling everybody on this call is because it helps me stay accountable. I'm putting it out there. I'm letting everyone know what I'm going after. And whether I achieve the 100 sales or not, which I fully plan on doing, and I believe with every ounce of my body that I will do it, it's okay if I don't. What if I end up with 80 sales, well below my target? Well, guess what? That's a hell of a month. That's an incredible month. What if I end with 90 sales? Well, that's the best month I've ever had. It's short of my goal, but it still stretched me. It pushed me. And I know without a shadow of a doubt it'll make me better, because I'm going to learn so much over the next 30 days of what I am capable of, how to overcome the craziness of distractions and just unexpected events. And here's another thing. No matter what happens, I'm not deviating from my goal. Every day I'm going to wake up with the same goal of 5 sales. Just like yesterday, I woke up, I think I said I had 5 leads, said, how could I make 6 sales? I wasn't deviating, and I ended with 5 yesterday. Now, I did get more leads. However, don't change your goal, ever. Okay, just figure out a way to get it done. Because if you have the lead and you know what to do in terms of activity, then there's only one thing that you have to focus on, and that's execution. All you got to do is execute. Be dialing during the time in which you said you were going to dial. Do not get distracted. Focus on the activity. Focus on the process, and your production will come. And then grow. And I wake up each morning very, very early, and I will do audits and reviews of myself, thinking, what can I do to get 1% better, just a little bit better? I'll listen to my calls. I'll figure out, did I lose a sale? Is there something else I could have done differently? Did I push too hard? It's about finding that little teeny tiny thing to get just a little bit better. If I can figure out a way just to add one more sale a week, think about the difference that that will make over a year, right? That's going to be a difference of 48 apps over the year. That's a huge difference just by writing one more app a week. So our challenge is whatever you want to set as a goal, stretch yourself, push yourself, right? You know, I'm not telling you if you're writing 10 apps a month to try to write 100 apps a month. You know, set a goal that's not easy to attain. Maybe something that you've never done before. If it's 10 and you've never wrote 15, write 15, okay? Now, if it's 10 and you set a goal for 11, honestly, that's thinking too small. Because if you fall short, you didn't surpass what you normally do. Set a goal of something that you've never achieved, even if it's by one. But I strongly encourage you to really push yourself by, like Rich said, at least 25%. Okay? The most apps I've ever written in a month, I believe, is 83. So I'm right around 20. I need to make my goal 110 apps. But the thing is, it's about pushing yourself and understanding, hey, this is going to be tough. This is going to be a commitment. But I'm going to do it. It's why boot camp in the Army is so difficult, because it's really more of a mental challenge than anything. It's about who are the people that just refuse to quit. You know, the one quote that I hold on to, and it's very simple and elementary, but it's so true. A winner will never quit, and a quitter is never going to win. Stay in the game long enough, and it will work, as long as you're wanting to improve and you're consistent. So set a big goal this month, and then just go after there and focus on the execution. Make sure you have the proper leads to match your goal. Commit to the time that you need. Eliminate your distractions, and then just focus on the executions. You do those things, and you'll have the best month you've ever had in the month of March. Now, I kind of talked a little bit longer than I wanted to on that, so I want to if we have enough time,
David,
let me talk about the flip.
Yeah, let me share two comments, and maybe we pivot and touch on that next time on the call. I want to share two, and that's okay because that was fantastic. I want to mention two thoughts to what you just said, and also some clarification because I know people ask. So one, I just want to comment. I remember, David, when we were like striving, could we hit 100 apps in a month between the two of us, like. And I want to point that out because this is a process. I remember when we first started, can we write 5 apps in a week? I mean, I remember that vividly. So all of you listening, when you're listening to David and you're like, oh, my God, you know, look, you got to take your own journey through the process. And I know we talked about that, but I remember vividly trying to hit 100 between the two of us and how excited we were when we did it. And now David's saying, hey, I want to write 100 by myself. So I just want to point that out, guys. We're a work in progress, and we're very open, and I appreciate everything David shared. The other thing, I have to comment on this because I know everybody is going to ask. So when David's talking about that, having a plan, David, the numbers that he will take to hit that goal, the number of leads, I just want to point out, is really not any different than any of you on this call. For example, and with the exception of when you just start, if you order 40 leads and you're brand new and you don't get a lot of sales, you're brand new, you got to give yourself some time. But all of you that are in a rhythm and you're actually staying with it, your goal is to close somewhere between 1 out of 10 to 1 out of 12. That's where the whole drive for 35 comes from on a 75 lead order. If you order 40 leads, you know, your goal is to hopefully pull, you know, 4 sales would be ideal on those 40 leads. The reason I'm telling you that is so nobody needs to ask, well, how many leads is David going to take? It's very simple. For every sale, right, he's going to give himself 10 leads. It's not any different than the numbers that you are taking to get that we hope that you will achieve with your leads. The difference is his efficiency to handle that volume. Because it's not that he's selling 1 out of 5. David, you can comment on this. But what happens is most of you, until you get, you got to be proficient enough. That's why David's talking about protecting his time and staying in the zone, because he's closing about the same number per of leads, sales per leads, but to handle that volume requires a level of efficiency and being willing to cut stuff loose and stay in and focused on. So I just wanted to comment, like, he's not, we're going to, it's 1 out of 10, and the same thing, all of you can sell 1 out of 10, but you want to be pushing yourself to take more volume to continue to get more sales. So I just, David, you can comment on that if you want to. I just know everybody's going to ask, so I wanted to go ahead and bring that up.
Yeah, no, just to kind of make it even simpler, like you just said, you may take 40 leads in a week and close your 4 sales. And I may have taken 40 leads in a day and I closed the 4 leads that day. The lead to sale ratio is the same. It's just because I've done this for so long and I've become so efficient, I can close that 4 sales out of that 40 leads faster. My speed to the sale is quicker because I've become more efficient. And that's kind of the way that, you know, the way that I interpret what Rich just said.
Yeah, and it's about compressing time frames. So again, going back, just to kind of wrap this, because when we talk about March Madness, we talk about drive for 35 quotes, right? Well, some of you, maybe March Madness is you just want to drive for 35 one time in March if you're brand new and write your 6 sales and have a great month. If you've never done it, hey, that's awesome. That's definitely 20% more than you've done before. All David is doing is he's compressing time frames. It's the same numbers. It's about speed. So it's about, hey, he's going to be trying to drive for 35 every 2 days, right? Or even almost, I mean, that it's just a different, if that makes sense. So he's just doing it. He's doing it faster, but he's doing the same numbers, but he's doing it faster. It's about speed. So all you guys can do this. David, I'll let you wrap. Anything, we'll come back and talk about flipping another time because it's 9 o'clock, but we'll be talking more about this. But we want to challenge all of you to level up just like David is doing. David, last words. I'll let you wrap the call.
Thanks, man. And great call. Again, we talk about this. Never compare yourself to anybody, okay? It's the thief of joy. So because my goals are big, mine are just different because I'm different, different level of experience. Focus on you. You are the only person you need to compare yourself with. You're about progress. This business, like life, is simply progress. How can I just get a little bit better? And one of the ways that has worked for both Rich and I, and anyone that has committed to goal setting, is one way to create progress is to set goals, right? You've probably all heard the saying, if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll get the same results you've always got. What goals allow you to do is, hey, I'm going to write a goal of whatever yours is. The next step of the goal is, how do I do it? It gets you thinking and processing and being creative and finding ways to improve. The name of the game is progress, right? This isn't a speed. It isn't who can get to the finish line faster. It just makes sure you don't move backwards. You know, I mentioned this on a call, and I'm going to wrap it up. One of Rich and I's favorite people in the world that taught us so much in the insurance business was an immigrant from Cuba, came over, never left. And he is immensely successful, okay? Didn't even speak English when he got here, right? Didn't even graduate high school, okay? And he mentioned one time, you know, when I got into the financial industry, you know, if I compared it to a race, it was like everyone else was in a Ferrari speeding to the finish line. And I'm sitting here on my bicycle. But let me tell you something. Doesn't matter how fast you get to the finish line, as long as you keep moving in the right direction, because you'll make it if you don't quit. And that's what this business is about. Never quit. Focus on getting a little bit better. Find ways to improve, and you'll hit your goals. But you got to create them and set them and push yourself to get better. So let's get out there. Have a great day. Take one nugget from this call and implement it. Then let's get after it. And then I promise we'll touch on flips next week. Thanks, guys.